Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 89 degrees, coming up on 344. Going to have the Bloomberg in just a minute for you. Are you a World Cup fan, soccer fan? Well, you should be, because a big part of it's coming to our area, tri-state area, including Philadelphia. And they're expected to boost the statewide economy, even up here in Northeast Pennsylvania. So we're expected to get a lot of overflow. Hopefully they have some events up near our area. But as the world descends on Philadelphia, the New York, New Jersey metro area next summer to celebrate soccer, the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre region should be well situated to cash in, they're saying. Now, the Lincoln Financial Field will host six World Cup matches from June 14th to July 4th at Met Stadium. Listen, I'm not a soccer fan, but I love the World Cup when it gets going. It's funny because when I was a rookie police officer, early to mid-90s, the World Cup was in the New York, New Jersey area. And a whole bunch of friends, I was in the Pipes and Drums Emerald Society bagpipe band, and a bunch of friends of ours came over from Ireland and were here. And we had a ball while they were here. I mean, these are dedicated soccer fans. And the All-Ireland team was doing really well. And they were all here to celebrate it. And it was just a phenomenal time. So ever since then, you know, I've kind of kept tabs on it. But now that it's definitely in our area, we should be getting it. It's something that we take for granted here in the United States. It really hasn't been a huge thing. It has been growing, but professional soccer really hasn't had its takeoff. And even as a child, when I grew up in Astoria, Queens, you know, Randall's Island was the soccer stadium. That's, you know, where Pele and his team played when they were there. So from a young age, it was always around us. There were people, a lot of the soccer players lived, professional soccer players back to the Cosmos, the New York Cosmos, lived in Astoria and surrounding areas up in the Bronx as well. So, you know, maybe that's one of the reasons, but they're really expecting a boom here. Meg Kane, a CEO and host city executive for Philadelphia Soccer 2026, believed Northeast Pennsylvania stands to benefit from the droves of passionate fans traveling to the larger metro areas from locations both internationally and throughout the country. And like I said, this is 100% true. Now, outside of Philadelphia, we really don't have a lot of international airports here except for Newark. But, I mean, there must have been 30 or 40 of our friends that came from Ireland just to see the Ireland team play in the World Cup. And you will have people from all over the world here visiting. So it will be a big boom. There will be huge benefits. Now, the economic impact study conducted about a year ago projects the 2026 FIFA World Cup will have a $770 million economic impact across Philadelphia and Pennsylvania alone. That's almost $1 billion across Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Kane expects more than 100,000 hotel rooms to be booked through the tournament and more than $300 million in direct tourist spending. We're working with the Commonwealth and Visit PA on how we can make the World Cup part of a family's journey to experience tourist attractions from Pittsburgh to Hershey down to Scranton, Philadelphia. She said, we think there's an opportunity for a significant amount of travel. Sometimes you don't need to leave the state to have a great vacation. And, I mean, you're diehard, depending on how many tickets or what their availability is to get in to see the tournaments. And, again, your team might be playing one day and not playing for 3 or 4 days later. So there is plenty of time for excursions and such. So I would like to see our area places maybe plan to do something. You know, I think it would be a great idea to, you know, have some of our venues get up really big screens, have some events. Even up here, I mean, you're a two-hour drive from Philadelphia. If you're going to see your team play and your team's not playing for 3 or 4 more days or 2 or 3 more days, you know, take an overnight trip up to our area and experience what we have to experience here. It would be make for a great event. You know, maybe do a half music festival, half large screen watching the soccer games. So, you know, even if you're not watching your team play, you're watching the other teams play. You're still part of the festivities. You're still part of the events. And in the meantime, our areas here, our hotels, our venues are making money. So if you're in the hospitality industry, I would look to get some big screens up somewhere. And I don't care if it's out on the field on Montage Water Park or, you know, up at the Toyota Pavilion or the baseball stadium. You know, maybe do the game and then a watch party for the World Cup soccer. You know, get a mix of both there. I think it would be great. If you have some of the larger venues or bars in our area, I would definitely look to do something and promote it, not only here but down in the Philadelphia metro area, to see if you can get people up here for a long week and experience what Scranton has to offer, what Northeast Pennsylvania has to offer. Because we do have plenty, and we have the venues. You just have to think out of the box and attract these people. These are international tourists coming here to celebrate their team. They work hard in their countries just like we do here, and they like to spend money when they get here and like to have a good time. That's why they're here, to watch their teams and celebrate, have a good time. So let's open our arms up to them and have them come here. But this is going to be a great event next year. I just remember in New York City working when the World Cup came to that area. It was something else, so I'm looking forward to it. And again, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but when these different nations and their whole nation gets behind a team, it's something special and it's something to see. If you've never been to a game, I highly recommend going. It's 3:50 here at WILK.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.